But people in Okemo weren't always proud of Woody, were they?
No.
How did that make you feel?
Well, I never ever felt lesser than any of them. I was ready to be proud, didn't have any money, but I was proud, not ashamed of anything. I was proud of Woody. One of the publishers of my book, he noticed that I was quoting the governor and different ones of notoriety. He said, I noticed that you're trying to play up all these famous people, and I didn't get a chance to explain. But all those years, people would love to have left me ashamed. It didn't work because I knew better.
It was because they thought he was a communist.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to associate with him. And they weren't proud of him at that time.
Well, even now, they write too much. I went to an attorney because I had letters from Woody explaining and proving that no way.
That no way he was a communist.
No.
Right.
No. I had an attorney, a well-known attorney in Seminole, that was researching all that, and he was calling me regularly from Washington. He said, well, Mary Jo, I'm here in so-and-so's office. We're looking for things that was suggested Woody would have been a communist. She said, we can't find anything. Then they were in the FBI files. We can't find a thing, Mary Jo. We didn't find a thing. So he was exonerated right then. But that never came out in the papers.
Yeah. You know. Well, his message was to encourage those with wealth to share with those who did not have wealth. Communism was sharing with everybody as well. So the message came awfully close to each other.
Socialism is better than communism to describe the sharing of wealth.
Right.
And there are still people today who want the wealthy to
share.
And of course, in Tulsa, we have George Kaiser, who is sharing his success. We won't say wealth. He is sharing his success in life with others. And does it not for showmanship. He does not like for his name or photo to be anywhere. So there are people who do share, and that's all Woody was doing. But he fought against greed, and he fought against malicious life.
Oh, yeah.
He fought against
cruelty.
Cruelty to others and all. And he did say in his Jesus Christ song that if Jesus lived today, they would do the same thing to him as they did. Maybe not on the cross, but he would not live.
Take it from the rich and give it to the poor.
Yeah. He was a man who believed in sharing.
Yeah.
And if that's an evil, then Christianity is evil then. Not many of us really live. I better not get started on that. But he believed in living what Christianity teaches.
Well, he believed in the Bible, and he quotes it all the way through.
Well, his favorite person was Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and Will Rogers.
And Will Rogers.
Jim Long, he said, I didn't know you were religious, Woody. He said, yeah, I like them all. I just don't have a favorite.
Mm-hmm. And he said, people accuse me of being a red. He said, well, I'm in the red a lot, but I don't necessarily am not a communist.
Let's see, right wing, left wing, chicken wing, and today it would be buffalo wing to go with it. But a wing is a wing.
But he didn't care if people thought he was a communist. He
didn't try
to fight against that.
No, he never said a word about it.
But when he was living in New York, he was with Pete Seeger and Will Geer. They were known as progressives, so then they would kind of put Woody into that role. That role and socialism and communism, I guess, were kind of all bunched into one, and he got brought
in. And Woody was just not going to change. I guess he inherited a lot of that from Papa, because Papa was a real staunch Democrat. But we never got into politics a lot.
In fact, your father wrote two books against socialism back in 1912 and 14, I guess.
What was it about? Politics?
It was against socialism, sharing everything, making everything equal, I guess.
Papa was against that.
Yeah, at that time. Now, Woody did not tolerate and could not stand Adolf Hitler. And I think with what was brought out about Joseph Stalin, that if he had known any of that, he would have hated Stalin the same way he did Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Well, I won't say hate. Wouldn't tolerate him. Was willing to fight against them.
Woody lived the life of a pauper.
Yeah.
On the streets alone. Roy tried to take him in, and he preferred to walk the streets and sell beer cans and bottles and anything else. He just forged for himself.
That's when he was 14 years old in Okemah.
Yeah.
He made his living cleaning spittoons, selling newspapers, and picking up scrap iron.